Hello and welcome. Welcome to you all to Monday, the 19th of December, as we continue our Advent adventure. Are we ready for another adventure? You may have seen on Facebook, on YouTube, in some of the earlier episodes, I have shared this, well, not quite that image, because it has been updated. And around the thought that love has a constellation of meaning, many of the words, and some of you have added to the list, and I was updating it today. Love is empathy, responsibility, leadership, influence, honesty, action, loyalty, acceptance, community, trust, inclusion, kindness, consideration, compromise, friendship, concern, risk-taking, thoughtfulness, time, forgiveness, and many, many more. And maybe you're thinking that there are some words that are part of the stars, the constellation of love's meaning, that you think should be added to it. So keep them coming, and we will add to that constellation of love's meaning. This fourth week in Advent, we began with lighting the fourth Advent candle, the candle of love. And this week we journey with that theme of love. And today I am absolutely delighted to welcome my guest, Michael Heppel. And Michael has been mentioned a few times during our Advent adventure. And so without further ado, let's go and meet Michael. Thank you so much for joining me on Adventure 2022. We've had lots of fascinating guests as we've journeyed with hope and peace and joy. And this week, we're getting close to Christmas. We're thinking of that great gift of love. You know, sometimes I kind of half jokingly, I say, you know, Jesus told us to love everyone. He didn't say anything about liking them. And I know that you talk about the wheel of life, and two of the spokes in that wheel would be family and friends. And maybe around Christmas and New Year are times when, well, have you got some advice for us about how we might make the most of some of those relationships?
Do you know, first of all, thank you for having me, Donald. I really appreciate it. I don't know if you ever saw a book called The 1 Minute Manager. And it was such a simple idea about using 1 minute tools in management. But you know what? That book is very much about life as well. And one of the bits of advice in there is if you're a manager, catch your staff doing something right. Now, so often it's the case where we try and catch people doing something wrong. If you're looking for something wrong, you will find it. It's the same with loving people. If you find reasons, if you're looking for reasons, sorry, not to love somebody, you will find them. But if you're looking for reasons to love somebody, you will also find them. And sometimes they're hidden. Sometimes you have to look a little bit harder. But if you think maybe at this time of year, first of all, you know what? Everyone's doing their best. We've no idea what's going on in people's lives. You've no idea what else your family or friends are dealing with, or people around you, or people who are stressed in the shops, or whatever it might be. And I think something is just to say, you know what? I'm going to find something to love about you. Today, it's a great place to start.
Fantastic. And so simple. Great, great advice there, that we can always find something good. And as you say, if we have the expectation that this is going to be difficult and awkward, then we can be pretty sure that that it's going to be that way.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to Christmas?
I always look forward to Christmas. I think it's a magical time. It's one of those times when people do come together with the right intent. I think intent is very important. You know, in terms of my own spirituality, then I really do feel a connection with God at this time of year. I feel that a lot of the things that people find that cause clashes do tend to disappear. They find other things to cause clashes, but that's another story. But generally, globally, people do tend to come together. You know, there's that classic thing about in the Second World War, the footballers playing football, and then, you know, in the Middle East where people, one group might even think about Christmas, but at the same time, fighting might stop on that particular time. I think that's all wonderful. And so, yeah, so I do enjoy Christmas. I love it. But I'm also quite pleased when I get back to real life in January.
Yeah. The season of goodwill for all. And maybe sometimes we need just to start small and begin with ourselves and making it a good experience for us. And that means it's a good experience for others.
Brilliant point. Start by loving yourself. If we're talking about love, you know, who's the most important person in the world? You are. You know, so start by loving yourself. Yeah. It's not being selfish doing that. It's not about give yourself more. It's not about have the biggest portion. It's about loving yourself first. Absolutely agree.
Yeah. Yep. I was listening to a podcast yesterday. Jeanette, whose surname escapes me. I'm sure you've interviewed her recently. And she said, be yourself. Everyone else is taken.
Yeah, great. Yeah. I love that.
You are the very best at being you, and we need to begin with that loving ourselves.
Absolutely.
Advent can be a really busy time. It's always a bit of a joke among ministers that folks start saying, "This will be your busy time, minister." And it is, and it's a busy time for us all. And I know that one of your books is entitled "How to Save an Hour Every Day."
Yeah.
Any thoughts about how we can stop being stressed as we run up to Christmas?
Please, you mentioned it. I'm pleased you mentioned that, Don. There's one thing which I think is really key. People at this time of year, they have huge to-do lists. And what tends to happen is we write to-do lists. We put 25 things on there. We start with the five easiest. You probably even had a couple of things on there that you've already done, just so you can tick them off at the start and make yourself feel good. I say get rid of to-do lists and instead have a must-do list and only have five things on it. You're only allowed five things on a must-do list. And that makes you, and write it out the night before you need it. So the night before each day. So tonight, think, right, what are the five things I must do tomorrow? And that way you'll do the stuff like remembering to call your mum. You'll remember that you have to, you know, get that done so that can be posted off rather than creating the stress that goes with it. And so often what we do is when we have these stressful situations, stressful times, is that it paralyzes us and we end up doing nothing rather than doing the important things.
In fact, in one of the earlier podcasts during the first week, I had mentioned a story that I've heard you mention as well. I think I had heard it before I heard it from you. The story from 100 years ago, Ivy Lee, nowadays would be called a business consultant. I think they called them business doctors in these early days. And he was working for one of America's richest, Charles Schwab. And he had come up with this idea that everyone should write down five things you're going to do tomorrow. Maybe it was six.
It was five.
And to focus... Keep it to five, yeah. And I know that it's something that I often do. You know, when I shut down the computer at the end of the day or just before bedtime, what are the five things that I must do the following day? And it's just so simple, and it works.
Definitely. Yeah. But I didn't realize that it was that the you knew the name of the person. I didn't know it was somebody called Ivy Lee.
Oh yes. Yeah, that was
I just knew that somebody told Charles M. Schwab. And Charles M. Schwab said, I'll pay you whatever I think the idea is worth. And he gave him $100,000. So that's the equivalent these days of going to a Jeff Bezos or somebody like that, telling them an idea and them giving you $15 million. So it's a good idea. It's worthwhile doing. Even without the money, it's worth doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. And with all the cards and the presents and the Christmas dinner and everything to see to, good to prioritize. Any other hints and tips?
Do you know, I think
how you to were make the most of.
Well, Donald, you've been. We've the theme this week is love. Yeah, and when you asked me to come and do this, I thought, you know, if there was one message to give about love, obviously loving yourself is very important, but also, I think we need to think about our relationships, and consider how we go into our relationships. You know, it's especially with your very nearest and dearest. And there's three levels of relationship. Level one is, what can I get out of this? And a lot of people go into a relationship thinking that, what can I get out of this? Now, it's not a terrible place to start, but it's definitely not a place to stay. The second place where a lot of relationships get to, but then they stop, is, I'll do this for you, but I expect you to do that for me. And if one side doesn't fulfill part of that bargain, then they feel they're being let down by the others. The third level of relationship is, your needs are my needs. I'm going to this relationship to fulfill your needs. That's what I'm going to do. If you can get two people having that type of relationship, which is totally your needs are my needs, it's magical. There is nothing like that. Now, you think about relationship with God. What a thing to think about for a level three relationship. That relationship with God is, your needs are my needs. What's hurting you is hurting me. I want to help you, but you've got to let me help you. And that's the whole thing about, you know, I think letting God into your life and allowing yourself to have that feeling of, there is something much greater than I could ever understand that wants to help me, that wants to help me to be my very best. So I would say, have a level three relationship with your nearest and your dearest, and especially with God.
Wonderful advice there. We could talk for ages, but we won't. But where can folks find out more? where can we find out more about what you have to say about having a brilliant life?
Well, I mean, there's a few things. I have a Facebook group called How to Be Brilliant, which is a great place for people to come in. It's a free group, and we have great, conversations on there. People share a lot of stuff on there. It's a very safe community. If you want to get my newsletter, go to michaelheppel.com, H-E-P-P-E-L-L for Heppel, michaelheppel.com, and just click to get my newsletter, and I'll send you a whole bunch of stuff. And if you see me on social media, just search Michael Heppel. I'll pop up all over the place. Once you get to know me, I'll pop up everywhere. I promise. And it's all good stuff.
Absolutely brilliant. We'll pop these details in the description below. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to be part of Adventure 22 in this week when we're thinking about love and how important it is that we love ourselves and love one another. Thank you
very much, Donald. And Donald, I love you.
I love you, Michael. And I love all that you do in bringing out brilliance in everybody. Wow, what a conversation. What a thought that three levels of love. What's in it for me? And I wonder, do we sometimes approach God like that? What's in it for me? Or the transactional, the bargaining. I'll do this if you, God, do this for me. Imagine how things could be if we have that relationship with God where God's needs are our needs, where we are working, aligning ourselves with God's mission. So often around the church, we talk about the church's mission, but it's God's mission. And God has a church and calls us to be a part of it. I wish I'd taken more time with Michael to unpack some of that wonderful thought there about the three levels of relationship. And we were also touching on the three relationships that are so important to nurture. Our love for ourselves, our love for others, and our love for God. And during last week, during the week of joy, playing around with the letters J-O-Y, Jesus, others, yourself. And some would say that's the order in which we need to prioritize things. Put Jesus first, put others first, put ourselves last. And I was suggesting that maybe we need to turn that around and put ourselves first. Love ourselves in order that we can allow that love to overflow to others. And of course, how important it is that we take time to love God. And I hope that this Advent, this Christmas season, as we're caught up in something of the reason for the season, that we might all take time to reflect upon that relationship with God in our own lives. Just to go back to that image with the stars. Love has a constellation of meaning. And Michael mentioned the 1 Minute Manager book, and he said so much that's said about management applies to life. And I was thinking that of all those stars, one of which might be leadership and influence, that's part of loving, that we nurture other people in life. And I was thinking we could put leadership in the middle and say leadership has a constellation of meaning. Imagine how things might be if there was all that influence and leadership in the world based on all these stars. And then taking that a step further, we can actually put life in the middle and say life has a constellation of meaning. And life is to be filled with care and empathy, patience, authenticity, tenderness, inclusion, loyalty, action, tenacity, and all these different words. And when we nurture those values in our life, life is good. We'll be exploring some more of that through the week. Do have a good look at the link to michaelheppel.com, and you'll find lots of great things there. So I'll go back to that view there, and yeah, michaelheppel.com, and you'll find the Wheel of Life. You'll find lots of videos and lots of resources. Michael was talking about taking time with others, finding those lovely things within family, friends, acquaintances, neighbours. And as the Christmas cards come in, as the email messages, as the different seasonal greetings arrive, it's good to take time to be intentional, to bring to mind those relationships, to give thanks for the people who come into our life for a reason, those that come into our life for a season, those that come into our life for life. Let's celebrate our relationships, our loving relationships. tomorrow. My guest is Krina Jackson, and we will hear something of what she's been up to. That's tomorrow, 4 o'clock. We're getting towards the end of the Advent journey. And on Friday this week, we're going to do something a wee bit different. And on Friday, I would like to invite you to be among our guests. If you are going to be around on Friday at 4 o'clock, would you be able to join me on the live broadcast? We can have up to myself plus 9 guests on StreamYard that we're using to broadcast this. And if you would like to be a part of Friday's get together, be in touch, donald@aksm.org.uk, or Facebook, LinkedIn, you know where you can get hold of me. It would be great to have a number of folk together to do a wee kind of wrap up. What are the things that folk have appreciated about the Advent adventure? And we'll maybe have a wee chat about Christmas and some of the Christmas songs and carols and the things, the traditions that you enjoy and that make Christmas special and brilliant for you. My thanks again to the brilliant Michael Heppel for sharing in the adventure today. That's it for today. May all God's good gifts be yours and yours to share.
Thank you for watching on YouTube, Facebook, or LinkedIn, or listening to the audio-only podcast version. Full details at www.aksm.org.uk/adventure. Every day until Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock, and available thereafter. May hope and peace, joy, love, and all God's good gifts be yours this Advent season and always.